We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, February 27th goes to Scott Adams. Do y'all know who Scott Adams is?
No. Not familiar.
Well, he's the creator of the syndicated comic strip Dilbert. Do y'all know Dilbert?
Yes, I remember Dilbert.
Okay. Well, the Washington Post, LA Times, a bunch of newspapers around the country carried Dilbert. Well, they did. They don't anymore because Scott Adams, for whatever reason, decided to post a video online urging white people to get the hell away from black people. Okay, I'm not making any of this up. Let's go to CBS News for the report, please.
Newspapers across the country have pulled the long-running Dilbert comic strip after a racist rant from cartoonist Scott Adams. In a video posted to YouTube this week, Adams called black Americans members of a, quote, hate group, saying white people should stay away from them. Adams has written Dilbert for 3 decades.
Would you like to hear the racist rant?
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to it.
Let's go.
This is the first political poll that ever changed my activities. I don't know that that's ever happened before. But as of today, I'm going to re-identify as white because I don't want to be a member of a hate group. I'd accidentally joined a hate group. So if you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll, that's a hate group. That's a hate group. And I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, you know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people. Just get the f*** away. Wherever you have to go, just Just get away.
Whatever you
Because there's no fixing this. This can't be fixed.
Well, it can be fixed. And damn, I buried the lead. Scott was transracial. I forgot to tell y'all
that. Transracial?
He was transracial. He what? Said he identifies as black.
Can we I'm re-identifying as black, too.
Yeah, he's...
What do you identify as now?
Because what did he identify
he said, as? He said he identifies as white.
Let me hear him.
So I realized, as you know, I've been identifying as black for a while.
Okay.
Years now. Because I like, you know, I like to be on the winning team. And I like to help. And I always thought, well, if you help the black community,
okay,
that's sort of the biggest lever. You know, you can find the biggest benefit. So I thought, well, that's the hardest thing and the biggest benefit. So I'd like to focus a lot of my life resources in helping black Americans. So much so that I started identifying as black to just be on the team I was helping.
Okay.
But it turns out that nearly half of that team doesn't think... I'm okay to be white.
So you can identify for whatever you want?
That's what I'm saying.
You just realizing this?
You're late.
I'm going to try that. When I get pulled over next time, I'm like,
I'm a white
actually,
man.
I'm white. I mean, this is obviously an old crazy man. Like, he's old and senile. So yeah, I really don't, I'm not even taking it seriously at all.
I think we should take it serious. The only reason I think we should take it serious is when I hear white people like Scott Adams talk like this, it makes me feel like he has no concept of history whatsoever, like no knowledge of white racial supremacy and colonization. Because, Scott, I don't know if you know, but black people have way more reasons to fear white people than white people have to fear us.
That's right.
Okay, the only thing white people could possibly be afraid of in regard to black people is black people one day having the type of power and privilege they have and doing to them what they have done to countless marginalized groups for centuries. So, you know, Scott Adams isn't just calling for segregation. He's calling for separation.
Yeah.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad would agree. Okay, but once again, and this is just historical fact, white people have caused more hell on this planet for everybody than anybody.
Facts. Right?
And you can't hear what you don't reveal. So this newfound playing the victim, this white grievance thing that's happening is nuts to me. Okay, black grief should not lead to white grievance because we have every single reason to grieve. Now, can we also talk about self-destruction and self-sabotage, because we're not talking about that in this situation. Dilbert was published daily in 2,000 newspapers in 65 countries and 25 languages, and now it's been canceled by hundreds of newspapers because Scott Adams woke up and said, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to just go on a racist tirade against black people. I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on black people for no reason. All right, called black people a hate group. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because we hated slavery? Because we hate the fact that there has been no atonement for slavery, because we hate systemic racism. Why wouldn't a black person hate the fact that from birth to death, we face systemic disadvantages, okay? Inequality between blacks and whites persists in every single aspect of society, okay? And the economy. Why wouldn't we hate that, all right? No matter what laws and policies have been created to address these systemic disadvantages, it still has left black people with less education, less wealth, poorer health, and shorter lifespans. And we're not supposed to hate that. Now, I can't speak for all black people, okay? No black person can, but personally, I don't hate white people, but I do hate white supremacy. And I really hate white grievance, especially when the white grievance paints black people as the problem. What's that African proverb? Until the lion learns how to write, every story will glorify the Dilbert. That's how it goes? Something to that effect. It's something to that effect. Scott, you called black people a hate group, but think about all these wide gaps I just mentioned. They exist because of slavery, segregation, and discrimination. I haven't even mentioned things like the war on drugs, police brutality. I mean, come on, bro. Hate and racial injustice does not make black people a hate group. But Scott, you know this. You're just racist. Simple and plain. Okay, you're a white supremacist. And white separatism is a concept every neo-Nazi white nationalist talks about all the time. So knock it off.
Knock it off before we send Dr. Umar on you.
A thousand lashes.
A thousand?
Exactly.
Is this 1,000?
10,000.
Okay.
Because he on the way. He coming for you.
Please give Scott Adams the big... Well, matter of fact, let Chelsea Handler give Scott Adams the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
I think Kathy Griffin need to get in on this, too.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
No Chris Rock? I ain't heard from Mr. Chris Rock in a while either.
Cracker ass cracker.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, he need all of them.
What about my girl?
Bitch, girl.
Hey, man.
Are you offended, DJ Envy? Because you remember you just said that you're trans.
Woof.
Oh,
identify as a dog.
Since okay. we can switch it up, whatever we want.
The big yellow beige dog. Envy the big beige dog. Oh, that could be a great children's book.
That would.
We can give Clip with a run for his money.
Oh my goodness.
We can give Clip with a run for his money. Envy the big Rashawn, the big beige dog.
Oh my God, I'm messing with y'all.
Oh, that could be dope. You put some Timbs on him and a Yankees hat. Ooh. All right, that'd be amazing.
Not the butter.
Speaking of corny, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We want to know, what's your definition of corny? And ladies, would you date a quote-unquote corny guy? We'll get into the reasons why.
Is this rooted in what L'Oreal and Michael B. Jordan had going on this weekend?
Yeah, we got to get into it when we come back. We got some bills to pay. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if Chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.